You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. It's 8 past 6 and you're on the Bantering with Brett and Wilbur show.
Remembered this week.
Yeah, I did. Welcome. And the package is back again. Welcome.
Yeah, no, it's great to be here 2 weeks in a row and just loving it.
Just loving it. That's what we like to hear, positive feedback.
The curve's getting steeper.
The curve?
The curve. Yeah, he's getting some consistent... consistent appearances.
Yeah, it's backed by popular demand too, which is more upsetting for me.
Just got to give the people what they want.
Yeah.
It really hurts. You know, I've been sort of plying my trade here for 8 months.
And been trying to pull the strings in, you know, behind the scenes with the contract negotiations.
Yeah. Had more feedback in the last 3 weeks about the package than I have all 8 months. But anyway, you know, it's not all about me. I'll just move on. Odds on a Vic lockdown, guys. Not looking good, is it? We just get it out of the way. We just get seven cases reared their head today. Is that right?
They all linked.
Yeah, seven cases today. And
are they linked?
And four of them are linked to the apartment block in Maribyrnong.
Right.
Which was
where one of the furniture blokes was.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, there was a case linked to the MCG for the Carlton Geelong game. So there's the potential for it to spread pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that could be pretty... I think we probably will, but you know, the next couple of days is going to tell us all.
Just a snappy one would be great. Just call it.
Yeah. Turns out these furniture blokes weren't too honest either, and they've...
I did read that. Yeah, they're cool. They weren't as forthcoming about where they...
Well, the Calcalo Caltex and the Hungry Jacks pretty early.
Yep. I'll get the board games back out, everyone, I think, and yep, get ready for...
So,
cards.
If you're Dan Andrews, tomorrow, if there's more than 5 cases...
Oh, I don't know.
I think you call it 3-day.
3-day, right.
That's hard, though, because do you just call it for Melbourne or do you call it for Vic?
It depends where the next three are.
We seem to get lumped in, don't we, regional?
I feel as though if they contain it to Melbourne, you know, and everyone hasn't had to spread out to the regionals like it has in the past, we might be safe, but, yeah, definitely not holding my breath.
We'll see. Maybe... We should work on a guest for next week, like Nick Coatsworth or Brett Sutton. Oh, we've got that pull power, don't we, potentially?
I reckon we do.
Yeah. Although, like, maybe people don't want to hear about COVID.
We'll get our PR assistant to whip up a letter.
Yep, our PR assistant.
Our invitation.
Right, I'll just write that down
for
the PR assistant to do.
Yeah, get Karen to do that.
Brett, do that later. Yep. The music theme is back. Sorry, I meant to mention there off the... top first song there was Gorillaz, Feel Good Inc. Three songs, all from the same year. Guess the year, bonus points if you can guess which was the highest selling in Australia. That was song one, the Gorillaz, Feel Good Inc. Good tune.
Oh, very nostalgic, that one.
Haven't heard much from them in a while. They used to duck every 4 years. They used to come up with a song. I don't know if they're still going or not, or
Anyway. Yeah, it's a bit of pop trivia. I've got no idea.
I'm getting too blank.
Thanks for preparing us for that question, Brett.
Yeah, well,
we could have come with answers, but we can't.
Keep you on your toes.
Yep.
Now it's going to be action packed sport tonight, but I did want to chat a bit. Oh, actually, no. Well, we'll just go straight to sport. I was going to talk.
So go hang out in the washing if you don't want to listen to it.
Yeah. It's most of the way through here. Oh, bit of quiz. We'll do the quiz and we'll do a bit on this day. The quiz, backed by popular demand as well. We'll see how that goes.
Reigning champs coming again as well. That's why I'm back, just to hold the ground.
Yeah, the reigning champ is in, and he's playing Wilbur this week. I've after last week's embarrassment.
Yeah,
it's back to the drawing board.
Hey, you gave me the quiz. The quiz generator place. So.
Yeah, I even gave you the quiz to look
just
up.
It just was by random, just the worst.
I wouldn't worry about it too much, Brett. I think it was more the delivery that put us off a bit.
Correct. I think so. Worst is a strong word. I mean, if you want to reflect on your presentation as the worst, then that's
fine. I was still tracking my finger along the words as I was reading.
Oh, pressure's on for me this week then. I did want to talk briefly. The Olympics are creeping up. Did you know?
I'm aware. Yeah,
there's not much pump up this year.
I just can't wait for the breakdancing.
Yeah,
yeah.
And the skateboarding and surfing.
I did hear about breakdancing.
Climbing in there as well.
Rock climbing. Speed climbing.
Yeah.
Oh,
Right.
The most I've heard about the Olympics was the lady in Tokyo that wasn't too impressed with it and was running next to the flame trying to put it out with a water pistol.
Actually?
Really? Yeah, actually. She got arrested. Must have been trying to boycott the Olympics.
Must have been the best mate of old mate Tour de France.
Yeah.
Oh, with the sign.
Yeah.
Caused the bike
just
crash.
Stopping sport.
Well, that's a good segue. You must be reading on my list here. Tour de France written France. Here next. Le Tour de France. Top five. Nozzy's in the top five.
Ben yeah, O'Connor. I know. He won the hill climb.
Yeah, yeah. He won a mountain stage. Yes, he did. He got in a second, but then he dropped a bit of time on the very next stage. And I thought he'd fade out of the top 10, but he sort of had a second wind, and he'd been riding quite okay. Yeah, surprisingly. Anyway, just of note.
I haven't followed it too much. Where's he? How many more legs are there?
Oh, there's only four or five stages, and then he's 5 minutes back, but second place is also 5 minutes back. He's 5 minutes 58, second's 5 minutes. The bloke, Tadej Pogacar, I think his name is, from Slovenia, last year's winner, is unstoppable at the moment, and he's only 20.
Not if there's
two.
A lady with a sign.
Yeah, true. You never know. Well, the thing, they go down hills at like 80 or 90 k's an hour. So it's a, you can be 5 minutes ahead and then you can be out of the tour pretty quickly. Anyway, we'll see what happens there. I did note with the Olympics, a certain someone just wrapped up Wimbledon. Could they complete an Olympic slam?
A
golden slam. Olympic. Yeah, a golden slam. Sorry, that's correct slam. Terminology.
Yep.
He's got the French. He's got he's got Wimbledon. He's got the Aussie. Just needs a goal.
You're talking about Leighton Hewitt, aren't you?
Novak Djokovic. Sorry, I mean, he's PR, man. He's official Australian
PR. I sent you something this morning about that.
Yeah, I did see it.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, he's going well. Barty, what did... And obviously, also, I probably should have mentioned her before,
Ash.
Novak Djokovic.
Australia's girl, man.
Ash has won... French and Wimbledon, but she didn't get the Oz Open, did she?
No.
Yeah.
She bowed out of one of them pretty early in the second round.
I might have been the French, actually.
I think
actually.
It was the French
Open.
Yeah,
second round.
Because I was wondering how she's going to bounce back for Wimbledon and obviously bounce back pretty well.
Yeah. That's right, because she was defending champ at French in second round. Did she win the Oz? Or who won?
No.
Anyway, she went all right. She might have been semi-final.
She got done in three sets at the Aussie Open. Because remember there was a bit of scrutiny because that... Her opponent took their medical break right when Barty was about to pummel her, and then it all turned around from there.
Yes, I do recall that.
Medical break.
That was a bit of a stitch up. Anyway, she's a chance, obviously, as well. Then the Olympic,
chance.
You know, might finish the year off quite strongly. Number one in the world.
Good cricketer.
Well, it is. She probably took 2 years out of the tennis game at the peak of her. Ability, you wonder how far. Like she might have had 6 Grand Slams one year. Anyway.
But it will be good if Djokovic does get the Golden Slam. Like I don't like him that much, but it'd be good to see someone do it.
You're not alone.
But he's thinking about not going to the Olympics.
Yes, I think that's what could stop him.
Because he can't get his stringer and some of his other support staff.
Yeah, I think
he has no regard for COVID at the moment.
Well, he had that COVID party, which made him.
What do you mean at the moment? When did he have regard for it?
Let's leave Nole alone. He's going all right, but it's also pretty when you're paying best of five sets. It's a big schedule to then just go next to the Olympics and back up, and then US Open. I think that's not till September, but you're still. And then who knows what restrictions are in place for them as well when they're actually attending. I could take a toll on you over the year, but...
I'd like to have a couple of months break between a week of work.
Fair call. I guess it's not that hard, is it, when playing sport and millions of dollars. Poor Novak. we'll move on. We'll move on to a quick song in a sponsor break, but... coming up tonight we'll have, sport, as I mentioned, after the sponsor and song. Bit of footy, bit happening all over the place. I know we've touched on Wimbledon, Tour de France, but there's plenty more. As I said, we'll have the quiz, bit of On This Day we'll finish on as per usual. Now, do keep your eye out for the song theme as well, though. All three from 1 year. It's a cracking theme. They love it here in the studio. It's a great theme. And we'll be back in 5-10 minutes. You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
Victoria, every one of us needs to check in, everywhere we see a sign, every time. Checking in only takes a second to do, but every time we do, it means we can stop the spread of coronavirus and protect our businesses, our communities, and each other. So, let's all check in. Everyone, everywhere, every time. For more information, visit coronavirus.vic.gov.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Station sponsor.
Come in and discover the Albury Antiques Fair in High Street, Shepparton. Browse through our huge selection of fine antiques, as well as interesting contemporary pieces. Albury Antiques Fair, 159 High Street, Shepparton. Open Wednesday to Sunday.
Station sponsor.
SDP Tax have been your trusted local accounting firm and have been proudly helping people just like you across the Goulburn Valley and beyond for over two decades. Are you happy with your accountant? Are you certain that you are receiving maximum tax reductions? Call SDP Tax on 1300 346 829 and start a conversation today. SDP offer a maximum deduction guarantee. That's right, SDP guarantee that they'll find you the greatest deductions possible. With no upfront fee charged, what are you waiting for? Call today. There is no business too small. Call 1300 346 829 or visit www.sdptax.com.
1FM sponsor.
The local property market is hot and there has never been a better time to sell. Are you thinking of selling, or maybe you're just curious about what your home is worth in today's market? Your Sold Real Estate has many qualified buyers looking for properties across the Goulburn Valley in all price ranges right now. At Your Sold Real Estate, you can expect a fresh, reliable, old-fashioned and proactive approach when it comes to selling your property. Put the billy on and we'll be around for a cuppa and a chat. Call today 5831 6633 or visit our website at yoursoldrealestate.com.au. You'll be sold by our service.
Station sponsor.
Have you ever wanted to hang your TV? Would you like to look at the TV on the wall and have that picture frame look? Or are you worried the kids might tip over the TV and hurt themselves? Then hang your TV. That's right, hang your TV. Jason's TV are TV wall mounting specialists and we can hang your TV. We can even supply quality TV mounts and hide all the cables. So if you want to hang your TV, then Jason's TV are waiting to take your call, because we hang TVs. 0403 688 666.
Station sponsor.
With only a handful of blocks left in the private estate of Freedom Place, Kyalla, it's time to act now to secure your retirement future in what will be the most sought-after address in the local area. Complete with a swimming pool, bowling green, gym, craft room, dance floor, library and much more, this over-50s village has only 39 villas, freehold titles and caravan storage beside your home. So make sure to come for a drive now and see how exceptional your retirement future can be. Freedom Place, 15 Janari Road, Kyalla.
Station sponsor.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on Bantering with Brett and Wilbur. Apologies there. I think there were some technical difficulties. Not sure. Bit of jumping, so I do apologize for that. That was, not sure how much you got of it, but song two in the song theme is Rogue Traders with Voodoo Child, which is a repeat, I believe. I think it's a...
Really?
Yeah, I think I could be wrong. I should fact check this. I did have time in that.
You make statements, bold claims.
Yeah, it's thing you find out, unfortunately.
Maybe that's why the technology is keeping you honest.
Yeah.
This guy's just coming out here making outlandish.
You think that somehow my outlandish comments are playing with the radio systems?
I reckon
it's okay, Brett. It's not a lie if you believe it.
fair enough. The Rogue Traders, Natalie Bassingthwaite of Neighbours fame.
Is it Bassingthwaite?
What do I say? Bassingthwaite?
Bassingthwaite.
Is there a Thwaite? Is
there's
it?
A Thwaite in it, I think. Oh. Bassingthwaite.
Pardon. Pardon those keen listeners.
Yeah. I'm just thinking for Natalie. She'll be out there listening tonight and thinking, geez, they've lost a listener.
Because we can't afford to lose them anymore.
Yeah. No.
No. Hang in there, Az.
Now, we will move on to some more sport. I did want to just quickly start on the KDFL. We had a bye.
Our thoughts and prayers with our part-time not co-host Az.
What's that?
With his hand.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no good.
Yeah, no, he's heading into surgery tomorrow to get his hand operated on. So that's a shame. His season's done and dusted now.
Very disappointing.
He's probably operating his heart while they're at it too.
Wilbur Burke, quick, you know, slot into the ones.
Yeah, maybe. Certainly.
Good form, I heard. You know, last game was an impact in the reserves in all three goals. One goal assist, one Shepherd on the goal. So.
Well, you know what, Wilbur, it would be a good game to come in for. We've got the ball coming up. Imagine making your debut on ball night.
Yeah, I won't take my kid off. I just come in in the Guernsey.
Too much to happen at once, I think. So yeah, Undira at Undira this week, yes. Correct, for the mighty power. We won't go through too much more of the KDFL. We'll move on because it's a bit action packed. Wanted to talk the National League AFL. Obviously, we might have prematurely burned Freo. I did want to bring that up. They've slipped into seventh. They're looking all right. They're
not a chance of winning the premiership, Brett.
No?
No.
I just don't think we've burnt the Giants yet.
Have we burnt West Coast yet?
Yeah, we did. We burnt it was a double Western Australia burning last week. So, it was pretty sad for the WA. But, yeah, no, I think we've burnt the Giants too. So, we might have to go.
Let's burn Richmond.
We've burnt them.
Have we?
No, maybe we haven't. They've slipped to 12. Let's put them in.
Brisbane, they're definitely burned.
The Brisbane Lions are going to maul them on Friday.
Richmond are done then. They're 12th. They did lose to the Mighty Pies. Okay. Now we'll put them in then. So that's everyone outside the eight currently burnt, and then 7th and 8th. So we've just got the top six left.
Yep, there you go. Bashing Thwaite really threw you, didn't it? You put it trying to put the
seashells by the seashore.
Yep. So who's in it still?
Top six, yeah. All sort of, it's a fair logjam.
Who we got? We got Melbourne, Doggies, Brisbane, Cats,
yep.
Power and
Swans.
Swans are looking pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, well, so Swans are sixth of those six teams and on 40 points, 4 points behind Port and Brisbane. Yet wins over, well, the Dogs, and they really made West Coast look like the pigeons they are.
And they beat Richmond earlier in the year when the Richmond were firing pretty well. Like they beat them by about 40 points at the G.
Yeah. They've had some good... I really thought they dipped. Like I thought they were going to start struggling because they dipped for a period, but they're right back on now. Mm.
I've got a mate who's mad Brisbane and he reckons that no Hipwood, no Brisbane. He's put a line through them.
No Hipwood?
Yeah.
Really?
He reckons that they're done.
That's controversial. Can't say I rate Hipwood that much, to be
Eric
honest. But I guess it does take a – you have to put a key defender on him.
Yeah, exactly right. Just fills a gap at the very least.
Well, if they're done, you know, like you look at
– he'd want to be one of the most underwhelming athletic bodies in AFL.
Hipwood, the eel. Not much on him. Is that what you mean?
He's a professional sportsman and looks like that.
Yeah, I don't know. If he kicks goals, he kicks goals. That like
if he was in Ballarat on the weekend, he would have blown away.
me and him both.
So you need to tie each other to each other so you can stay down. Yeah.
If you look at, I've just got a form ladder up here, and the top six all of them have had two losses in their last five games. So none of them are flying except for Cats. Cats have only had one loss in their last five. That was to Brisbane. So, you know, if you look at that, maybe Cats
big on
purring
the Cats.
Along. I'm big on them. People forget they're pretty close last year.
Yeah.
Like that grand final wasn't a flogging at all. And they were in that game up to their eyeballs. But, yeah, I think that'll be an interesting one to watch, the Cats. Move down the bottom. I'll get your quick thoughts on who are you probably most worried about of the future? You can include a top eight team if you want, but which team would you really be concerned to be in the footy department at the moment?
Like GWS.
Giants, yeah? You reckon Suns. They're... Oh, the Suns, sorry.
GWS and Suns.
Oh, both.
Yep.
You just think... So, okay, well, why on the Giants, you think they've topped out or they've reached their peak, they're on their way down, you think?
Yeah, that's my thought, but I guess it's that retention of players, like, what are they?
They do struggle. Well, we just before the news was just mentioning about Josh Kelly, whether he'll sign on again. That does make it difficult.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's because they're wanting to leave or because they're getting pushed out because they don't have the salary cap. So, because I was listening to a podcast the other day, and they're talking about, they reckon that a lot, like, sort of four or five of the marquee players that have left, they've sort of been told to go, because, like, well, not told to go, but, you know, we just can't pay what you're asking for.
Yeah.
And I guess that's what happened when you recruit so many good players at once. Like, they're all,
you can't keep them all at once.
Unfortunately, they're all going to come for their payday at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes sense, I guess. And then, like, what about the Suns? Like, I'm actually optimistic on them.
Yeah, but, like, how long can you be optimistic for them?
Well, I don't know.
No, like, as in, I just, it's like any Gold Coast, like I said this the last week, like, any Gold Coast team really struggles as a sporting franchise because they just don't get the support.
Yeah.
They don't sell merchandise. They don't, well, they do, but, like, they don't sell it like what Richmond, what the Pies, you know. Brisbane have been a successful merge, or not merge, but, like, relocation, because they did have
the
foundation of an existing club.
But they weren't originally, like, I don't think Brisbane originally were. It took that run of success, I think. The 2001, 2003, I think, got them going a fair bit.
But they won that within how long since they'd moved to Brisbane?
Well, Brisbane had a team, like, in the 80s, my understanding is, and then Fitzroy moved up there and joined the Brisbane Bears.
DMC.
Yeah, merger club. It was a merger club.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't quote me on it, but I think Bears were the second interstate team. And that was late 80s, I thought.
Yeah.
Whereas Sydney was first one in the early 80s.
Yeah, I don't know. Just Gold Coast just seem to not, they just seem to be there sometimes, but then they're not. It's just, yeah. And I think without the fans, it's just.
And the problem is, too, like, they're recruiting from all interstate. Like, I think JDS will be fine because there's always people in Sydney and below, like, between Sydney and Melbourne, they're going to be playing AFL. Mm. Whereas there's not much AFL being played in Gold Coast and Queensland. And that's probably the biggest issue. So you've got to recruit players from other states, which then just leave after a couple of years. But I think what it's going to take is someone, you know, it might be a Clarkson or someone to go up there that they love and admire and they don't want to leave. Whereas I think at the moment, you know, I don't know if it's the coaching staff or the culture or what it is, but they're just too eager to leave.
Yeah, yep. You could say
big nights on the Gold Coast.
You could say the same about Brisbane 4 or 5 years ago, like that people were eager to leave, and they've got Fagan up, they got players now, and now they're actually attracting people in. So, like, it just takes, I agree with you, it takes a good coach to change it. We'll move on. UFC, did you catch the UFC?
Just results, but I did see a bit of that fight.
I did see the Aussie boy, Bam Bam, got the win in the first round, about the first minute.
Yeah,
he proceeded to do 4 shoeies after the win.
Yeah, he did.
He spits in them too.
He
pours a beer into it and he spits in it.
Oh, does he? Oh, that's a bit gross.
Yeah.
I did see that. He felt playing an ex. He was an ex gridiron player. The fellow who was playing ex linebacker, I think.
Yeah.
Who was going all right, and yeah, first round just a clean,
just walloped him. Yeah.
Clean knockout, and as you said, he just then proceeded to.
He's heavyweight, isn't he?
Yeah, heavyweight.
It's tied to Uvasa, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Heavyweight. I reckon that heavyweight UFC is the best to watch because it just sort of it can be over so quickly.
They land the punch.
It's just big boys.
Yeah. Interestingly, you know, usually after a fight, like in boxing as well, UFC or any sport, any of those sort of combats, will they? When they get on the mic afterwards, they usually use that as an opportunity to go, this is who I want to face next. And they asked him and he just goes, I don't really care, and just moved on.
Fight a bear.
He wasn't fast. Yeah, he's pretty blasé.
Bear in the cage with him.
Yeah, the main event, McGregor. That was, don't watch the footage if you haven't seen it, because
if you don't have a good stomach, don't watch the injury that he gets. But
broken.
Basically, they've said that there was a fracture earlier on and then he's thrown a space of quite a few kicks, and then he's put his foot down. And he's basically stood on his leg.
Yeah,
leg bones basically.
So connecting. He did fracture it earlier in the fight. Oh. Yeah, okay. Because he threw
some kicks that would have done some serious damage to his leg.
Yeah, okay.
Your leg just doesn't do that standing back on it.
You wouldn't have thought.
No.
Crazy. State of Origin tonight too.
Oh, yeah.
Small mention.
I mean, Queensland get a few people back, but other than that, New South Wales have lost their two playmakers, like the halfback and the 5'8", but it might make it a little bit, not even, but it'll, you know, say if it was a 90% chance of 95%, it might be a 90% chance now of New South Wales running away with it pretty convincingly.
Tails tucked between your legs, which is...
I'm honest about it.
No.
My tails are tucked between my legs, more about the Wallabies, to be honest.
Yeah, 2 points. Yeah.
I hate losing to the French. I'd rather lose to the Kiwis every time than to not lose to the French or the English.
Mm. Fair enough. We'll keep going. We'll go to a song. Keep the song theme. Keep it in mind. We've had Gorillaz, Feel Good Inc., and then we've had Rogue Traders with Voodoo Child. We'll see how we go. Hopefully, we passed our technical difficulties. And then coming up, we've got the quiz. And on this day, so stick with
Natalie
us.
Natalie Bathingswaite has
rattled me.
She's really rattled you. She's got a voodoo of Brett Finlay at home. She's just really dragging into his shoes.
You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
Ardmona Primary School takes pride in providing every child an opportunity in learning with highly qualified and passionate staff from the local area. Check us out. Search Ardmona Primary School online and take our virtual tour. Our culture is clear and present in all aspects of the school. Our school takes a lead in supporting individualised student learning programs and is known as one of the most popular schools in the local region. Search Ardmona Primary School today or find us on Facebook. Ardmona Primary School, where you'll find fun, friendly students and one big family.
Station sponsor.
AJ's Motorcycles are now Shepparton Motorcycles. For more than 35 years, the crew at AJ's took pride in providing people from across our region and beyond with the highest quality sales, service and advice you would find anywhere. Shepparton Motorcycles are excited that Tom, Mel, Brendan and the crew will remain on board, delivering the same passion towards great customer service that has been the tradition for all of these years. Supplying a great range of bikes, side-by-sides, parts and apparel, you will still find us in the same great location, right next to the Shepparton train station. Shepparton Motorcycles, your home of KTM and Can-Am. LMCT 11819.
1FM sponsor.
Hi, Daryl from Aussie Ag Supplies. Winter is here, but we have hot deals on new tractor parts. Call us for filter kits, clutches, new engines or engine parts. For Fiat, Ford, Sami, Lamborghini, Deutz, Landini's, McCormick, New Holland or TEA Ferguson's. Also wrecking Sami, Lamborghini and Grey Fergies. We're also looking for tractors to resell like Ford's, Ferguson's, Sami, Deutz, etc. to name a few. Call me, Daryl, on 0428 235 1000.
1FM sponsor.
When your backyard or garden needs a trim, a mow, a clean, hit up Shepparton Mowers and Leisure. New owner, new name and new home of gardening machinery. Stocking a full range of Husqvarna mowers, trimmers, brush cutters, chainsaws, blowers, pressure washers and much more. Simply put, you'll find what you need there. They got everything for mowing, cleaning and cutting with finance options available too. Offering servicing on all of the best brands and free pickup and delivery in the local area. Shepparton Mowers and Leisure, New Merca Road opposite IGA.
1FM sponsor.
Welcome back.
Nicholas Creations are your local independent renovation specialist. We are a full home renovation company specialising in bathroom and kitchen renovations. Nicholas Creations are in the business of making your ideas and dreams come true. It starts with a plan and design to know what you want to achieve. We then put your plan on our design package, coordinating your project. We prepare a virtual 3D tour of your project. Once you fully appreciate the design and make sure it works for you, we will present a total package and then project manage from start to finish, giving you more time to spend with the ones you love. So why not give us a call on 0413 753 130 or check out our website at nicholascreations.org.au.
1FM sponsor.
Welcome back to 1FM. Live and local, you're on Bantering with Brett and Wilbo. We got the package in the studio. Bit of housekeeping quickly before the quiz. Ash Barty, Australian Open, made the quarterfinal, lost in three sets. The song theme, well done if you're playing along at home and if the year you guessed was 2003. Ooh, package.
Six.
Ooh, five.
Ooh.
Yes.
Do we pick the...
Oh, so the order, I'll quickly run through. We had Voodoo Child actually come in at 20 that year.
Above the...
20 for the year. Feel Good Inc. Come in at number 9. Yeah. And then...
Green Day would have been third.
Yeah, it was 31st for the year, Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
31st.
Yeah, so it was the least popular, Voodoo Child second most, and then Feel Good Inc. was the most popular of those three. England, it's not coming home at all, is it?
It's not going home for a while, I don't think.
No, it's gone to Rome.
It's gone to Rome. It's gone to Rome instead of going home. Yeah. I will leave it on that, into the quiz. Now, reigning champion, Billy. Now, I'm no buzzing in this week. I'm not happy with that.
It's going to be absolute anarchy.
Jeez, if I lose, this is what I'm blaming it on.
Okay.
You've got to buzz, mate.
Buzzing in, but I don't want to hear buzzing in.
Because you
can
say something that sounds the same as the other.
I just don't want to hear buzzing in and then waiting for 5 or 10 seconds. That's my rule. Okay, very good. Reigning champ, Billy. We'll see how you go against
what's on the line
the
here?
Young upstart.
Bragging rights.
I was going to say first beer at the Dookie Ball, but they're free.
Yeah, well, you can go grab it.
Yeah, go grab it.
You grab it for the person who wins.
Sounds good.
And you have to guess what they want to.
What common food do vampires dislike?
Will. Garlic.
Correct. Oof. Off to a start.
Bummer.
A spoonful of sugar helps the what go down?
Baggage. Medicine?
Correct.
I thought concrete would have been it.
What?
Didn't like that one, Bill.
What is the national animal of the United States?
Package. Will.
Package.
Bald eagle.
Correct. He's even said bald eagle. Yeah, I would have accepted eagle, but
I wouldn't have.
Well, you're not running the quiz this week, and it's showing with the question so far. What did Sir Edmund Hillary become the first person to do?
Will.
Yep.
Do you circumnavigate the globe?
No. I'll give you. You're going to go, Bill? He did it with Tenzai Norgay, his Sherpa.
Oh.
Climb Mount Everest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, guys.
I would have said that after the hint.
Yeah, well.
The
anyway,
Sherpa.
Moving on. Yeah.
You don't need a Sherpa to go up Mount Duke. Mount Major.
Yes. What Norse god is Wednesday named after? What Norse god is Wednesday?
Package.
Yep.
Odin?
Correct. 3-1. Package is building a lead. What type of flag signals the end of an auto race?
Package.
Oh, geez.
Black and white checkered.
Correct. 4-1.
Got me on the speed there.
What? Yeah, see, once you're down, you just start, you're rattled. Yeah. Yep. You're where I was last week. Plenty of questions left. What does the Spanish word player mean? Player spelt P-L-A-Y-A. Accept guesses.
Package.
Yep.
Fruit.
No. Wilbur? No. Moving on. Beach. Means beach.
Oh.
What is the common term for halitosis or halitosis? H-A-L-I-T-O-S-I-S.
This is not my quiz today.
Bad breath. What character? Actually, no, we won't do that one.
okay.
What political party did Tony Blair lead?
Will. Labour.
Correct. He had a 50-50 on that. Don't like it. Don't like it.
It could have been a lot more than 50-50.
Huh?
Tony, how many parties are there in Australia? Anyway, keep going.
Yeah.
Move on.
There's two that get elected prime ministers in the last.
Hunters and Fisheries.
Yeah, Hunters and Fishers. Prime Minister.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, we'll move on.
The Pirate Party.
A bit like Democrats, Republican is what I was getting at.
Yes.
What is the unimaginative name of the literary and artistic movement that followed modernism?
Package. What? Socialism.
No. What is the unimaginative name of the literary and artistic movement that followed modernism?
Is it futurism?
Postmodernism.
Oh, God.
What Italian city was once led by a doge? I think it's pronounced doge.
What, doge? Doge?
D-O-G-E, yeah.
Baggage. Venice.
Correct.
Oh, he's got a guess. That was a good guess.
Yes, it was a guess. You can tell.
That's a great
he
guess.
Thought about claiming,
I saw his eyes.
He thought about claiming that as knowledge. Good. 5-2. Still time to come back.
Is there? Okay.
Who made Pinocchio?
Package. Geppetto.
Oof. 6'2". Veins return blood to the heart. What vessels transport blood away from the heart?
Baggage. Aortas?
No, that is the heart, isn't it?
I thought it was just the pumping mechanism.
I think the aorta is like the entry points.
So what vessels transport blood away? I'm dyslexic today.
It's not artery, is it?
Correct, Wilbur. Don't fish like that because my eyes lit up as you said, that's not an artery. All right, so no fishing.
Artery.
Yeah, nice. Still time to come back.
Yeah.
In what country did the Romani ethnic group originate? I hope I'm pronouncing these words right.
Will.
Package?
Will.
Romania?
No.
Romani.
Italy.
India. What type of animal braise? B-R-A-Y-S.
Package. Beef?
No. What type of animal braise? B-R-A-Y-S.
Is it braise or... It sounds like it's an act.
Yes, braise. It sounds like it's an act. Like what animal moves. Like it sounds like...
Yeah, what animal braise?
I'm not familiar with this.
No. I don't know. Are they braising beef? You know,
That's what I said.
B-R-A-Y-S.
No.
It's a donkey. There you go.
Okay.
Who invented dynamite?
Nothing.
Yeah. Alfred Noble. Last one.
Oh, this is...
What gave Samson his strength? Oh, come on. Oh, maybe I just know this one from sledging bald people. Wilbur.
No, you're throwing me with the last bit. Samson. Not spinach.
That's Popeye.
His hair gave him his strength. Yeah. The package, 6-3. Well done.
Well done.
Round of applause.
Yeah. And the dynasty continues.
Pete, super quick on this day. Just a few. Ian Stewart, born in Queenstown, Tasmania on this day. He's 78, Australian rules footballer. He played with St Kilda and Richmond and is one of only four players who've won 3 Brownlow medals. Billy, name the other 3.
To win 3 Brownlow medals?
Yeah.
Oh.
If you don't get this, you forfeit your win.
I wouldn't have thought so. I'll just have to abstain then.
Okay, abstain.
I choose not to participate.
Bobby Skilton won
them? Bobby Skilton won 3, yep.
The other two
are the third. Hayden Bunton Jr.
If you get the other two, I'll bring you a beer too.
I've named one, so it's just one other. He played for the Dons, I believe, in the 30s.
Dick Reynolds?
Correct. Dick Reynolds. So he retains he retains the quiz.
And he gets 2 beers brought to him on the weekend free of walking.
Well done. Pretty slow day other than that. French Revolution was instigated when Paris citizens stormed the Bastille prison in 1989. Bastille is a nickname for a small fort used as a political prison. There you go. A legal bookmaker, Donald McLeod, was kicked to death by an angry mob at Flemington Racecourse in Melbourne after failing to pay out winning bets in 1906.
Gee whiz.
Struth. Now, and this is the other one, last one that caught my eye. Temperature of minus 22 degrees was recorded at Charlotte Pass, New South Wales in 1945.
It's cold.
That was Australia's lowest temperature until the record was beaten in 1994 when Charlotte Pass went to 23. Do we know where Charlotte Pass is? That was going to be my question. Where is it?
It's up near Perisher. Oh, not Perisher. It's up near... it's in the...
The other one?
No, it's near Hotham, I think.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
It's in the mountains up there.
Yeah.
Up in, like, near Kosciuszko.
I was going to guess Great Dividing Range, but that's sort of
They clearly weren't at Avenel 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, they didn't record that day.
They didn't record that day.
Yeah. That's a good point.
No, that was very cold.
It doesn't actually say that it hasn't been broken again since. It just says that 94 Charlotte Pass broke. So maybe they were there.
Maybe when they update that book, they will say Avenel.
We did breach it, yeah.
On what, the 3rd of July?
Yeah.
That was just a cold day.
Anyway, thanks for joining us this week. Coming up, no Dutch program tonight, but we'll still have some more tunes coming along over the next hour. Yeah, same time next week. We'll be here 6-7. Hopefully no technical issues next week. But well done, the package, for returning the quiz. I guess it's back to me. Versus the package next week, back to the drawing board.
I might have to be the quiz master for 1 week, just to give you guys a chance at some glory, seriously.
No. I will not allow that.
Oh, actually, my young cousin is about 6 years old. He's in town next week. He might come in and challenge me.
Or we get Natalie Batty.
Natalie Bassingthwaite. We'll get her. Very good. Okay, we'll see you next week. You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.